Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Friday afternoon. We'll be chatting probably next week with Jason Miaras, who is the Republican seeking the post of Attorney General. Jason Miaras. That'll be a good time, I'm sure. Very interesting stuff there. We've got a lot of things going on in D.C. as we speak. You just heard a report about former Virginia Congressman Denver Riggleman, who was spotted up on the Hill, apparently going to meet with Nancy Pelosi to serve in some capacity, we hear, on this January the 6th sham committee that Pelosi's putting together. So I'd love to get to the bottom of that. And as I mentioned to you, I have been having an absolute devil of a time, weeks, months, that I've been trying to get any degree of cooperation from the Social Security Administration in Richmond to get my daughter the thing she's entitled to. Well, I'm hoping I can get answers on both of those fronts from our friend, my congressman from the 1st District here in Virginia, Rob Whitman. Rob, thank you for being here.
Jeff, it's great to be back with you.
Yeah, the pleasure is always ours. Let's start with the really big stuff, which is this January the 6th select committee that Nancy Pelosi is assembling. Kevin McCarthy said, "Look, it's a circus," but now we hear that former Congressman Denver Riggleman may be playing a part in that circus.
Well, I don't know. I would hope that he would not, because it is indeed, just as you said, it is not in any way, shape, or form meant to be a select committee that gets to the facts. Obviously, with Speaker Pelosi taking the unprecedented move of not allowing the minority to select its own members, you know, really, I think, has cut at the very basis of Congress, and that is the equal treatment of the minority. It's obvious that she has no intention to do that, that she wants to dictate who's on the committee, even on our side of the aisle, which is not in any way, shape, or form in the interest of having a full and fair hearing, asking all the questions. Instead, what we see is this really is a political stunt to only allow one particular set of questions or only one particular viewpoint to be expressed in that committee. And that's unfortunate, because in all the other circumstances, Jeff, throughout the history of this nation, when there's been a select committee, it's been with the intent of both sides to ask questions, to be able to divulge information and really get at what happened that day. This is obviously not the speaker's intent when she says, "Oh, no, no, we're only going to have folks on our side of the aisle or people that we hand select." Right. That we know will be sympathetic to their viewpoint, which is not fair to the minority.
It's not only not fair to the minority, in my opinion, Congressman, it's offensive. It is truly offensive that she's actually in many ways getting this aid and comfort from folks like Liz Cheney. I mean, she can say, "Look, I appointed a Republican." Perhaps, but you also appointed someone who is in lockstep with all of your positions. To disqualify somebody because you don't like their opinion, as you say, it just spits in the tradition of these committees assembled in Congress, which in the past have always allowed the majority and the minority to make their own appointments.
That's right. Listen, I think the speaker is very afraid at the very tough questions that she knows will be asked by Republicans, including Jim Jordan and Jim Banks. I think they don't want that. You know, they specifically selected people that have publicly expressed the exact same viewpoint as the Democrats. And listen, and they are entitled to that viewpoint, Jeff. I have no issue with them expressing that viewpoint. What I do have issue of is hand selecting individuals that will be about you, that is the speaker, pursuing a particular political track, not about getting to the truth, not about asking the tough questions, not about getting to the facts. So this is being guised as a select committee on January 6th, but really what it is a political exercise, and that's exactly what it'll be. Now I've talked to Leader McCarthy, and what we will do, that is what Republicans will do, is since they're going to go down their own path, we're going to put together a group of Republicans and pursue information that we believe needs to be part of this investigation. Now, I'm hopeful that the media will fairly cover that. I don't have unrealistic expectations that they will, but I hope that they will at least give some traction to the information and the questions that are asked by Republicans. If they don't, then it will show clearly that the media is all in about advancing the platform of the Democrats as it relates to this hearing.
Yeah, boy, I wish I could tell you that I'm holding out hope, but I'm a little too close to that to, I guess, be that naive. I know the agenda. Mm-hmm. I know the narrative. It's already been written. I have to ask you, if you don't mind, about constituent service, because you guys always take the lead on this. And yes. I have been going through a devil of a time, and I share my story simply because I know I'm not the only one. I have been trying for months to get somebody at the Social Security Administration office in Richmond to answer the phone and take care of a piece of paperwork for my severely disabled daughter. And I kid you not, it has been months. I've been on hold for half an hour. Somebody picks up the phone, they hang it up. And I'm thinking, you've got to be kidding me. What is going on?
Well, Jeff, that's absolutely unacceptable. I can tell you our office will jump in and help you. And I want to encourage your listeners, too, anybody else that experiences any challenges or issues with any federal agency, we're there for you to call. And listen, it's frustrating that we have to intervene in situations where these offices should be doing their job. You should not have to deal with waiting a half an hour and then having somebody pick up the phone and hang up on you. That's absolutely unacceptable. But we will jump in on your behalf. And we have contacts with folks in the Social Security Agency, and we will go there and make sure that we get this process underway for your daughter. I mean, it's critically important. But I want to make sure people know that that's something that we do for everyone. So we encourage folks, if it's Veterans Affairs, if it's Social Security, if it's anything having to do with the federal government, you let us know. We are standing by. And I will have our folks in the Mechanicsville office. Joe Schumacher is my district director. I'll have Joe. And Christina works out of the office there, and both of them do an extraordinary job. They have great connections with folks in these agencies to make sure that we get things done. Listen, I get frustrated, Jeff, because we shouldn't have to do that. I mean, we shouldn't have to intervene. Those agencies should be doing their job. I am very, very happy to help people, but I'm also frustrated when we have to intervene, not because we're having to expend the effort to do it, but it's because we should be seeing an agency work on behalf of the people that own this government, and that is the citizens of this nation. But believe me, we will jump in. We encourage anybody that has any issue, and really for that matter, with any aspect of government. A lot of times people, you know, their call a last resort is to our office, and I want to make sure folks know that we will help them. Even if it's an issue that involves local government or state government, we'll help you navigate where to get to make sure that you get your issue successfully resolved. I tell folks we're a one-stop shop, so you call us, and even if it's not within our area of responsibility, that is, it's a federal nexus or a federal issue, we will get you to the right place to make sure we get a resolution of your issue.
Well, I'll tell you something. It is one of the things that I love about your office that I hear all the time. I mean, I quite literally talking to people throughout Hanover County, people even people who, I got to tell you the truth, have said, well, I don't know, I don't necessarily agree with him on all the political issues, but man, that office of his, they kick some butt when it comes to constituent service.
Well, that's our job. I tell folks, and folks on our staff will tell you, our job, one, is serving our constituents, and constituent services is at the top of the list, because for most people, you know, they pay attention to the legislation that happens in Washington and those kinds of things. But the thing that has the most direct effect on people's lives is when the things that they need from their federal government don't happen. And when they don't happen, it's our job to make sure that they do happen. So that is job one for us. Yeah. And that's where we can make the most immediate impact on people's lives as it relates to the federal government.
So do me a favor before I send you on your way and wish you a very happy weekend. Let people know what the best way is to reach out to your office.
Absolutely, Jeff. Oh, the best way is to go to our website, and that's Whitman. That's WITTMAN.house.gov. And they can go there, and it's a clearinghouse. They can go there and get information on things. They can also go there and communicate with us and said, listen, we've got an issue with the Social Security Administration. We have an issue with veterans benefits, whatever it may be. They can go there. And then at the very bottom of the page gives you the contact information for our different offices. Now, I'm going to give you the contact information from the Hanover office, but we also have one in Tappahannock. There's some listeners that listen to your station that are also out in Tappahannock. So our office is at 6501 Mechanicsville Turnpike. You're welcome to drop in, or you can call that office directly. And the number there is 804-730-6595. Or if you're in Tappahannock, we're on right on Route 17, which is Church Lane, right next to the old Lowry's restaurant. And the number there is 804-443-0668. Now, don't worry if you haven't had a chance to copy those numbers down. The easiest thing to do is to go to our website. That's Whitman, WITTMAN.house.gov, and go to the bottom of the page, and it gives you all the contact information for offices. And we will do everything possible to be able to help folks out.
I appreciate it, as always, you taking the time and helping us out here in Central Virginia. Rob, have a wonderful weekend, and God willing, we'll talk again soon.
Thanks so much, Jeff. Listen, you and your family have a blessed weekend, and to all your listeners, I wish you God's continued blessings and a blessed and safe weekend.
Thank you, my friend. That is Rob Whitman, member of Congress for the 1st District. Happens to be my congressman. He's a good guy. Gets stuff done, which I like. And I kid you not, when I talk with people throughout Central Virginia, it is about customer service, constituent service. You know who's talking about that this morning was John Reed. Now, John, as you know, has a background working for former Senator George Allen. And as John pointed out this morning, it always blew him away. I don't want to tell you I'm getting his quote exactly, but I'll paraphrase a little bit. He said it always blew him away as they were dealing with legislation and appointments and confirmations. The meat was always helping out constituents. And as Congressman Whitman says, whether it's the Social Security Administration or the VA is another one. Look, I will tell you that when my dad passed away, he was a veteran, entitled to certain things from the Veterans Administration, and it was a circus. It was an absolute abomination trying to get any cooperation. Now, this is the VA out in Las Vegas, Nevada. Do you know who I had to contact? I contacted, you ready for this? U.S. Senator Harry Reid. Now, I know what you think. Wait, Jeff, Harry Reid was like a far left-wing Democrat. Yeah, he wasn't nearly as far left as he came across. But he also happened to be a regular guest on my old show out in Las Vegas. And I reached out to him and I explained the situation. And, you know, within a day, somebody from the VA straightened up everything they needed to straighten up. Here's what bothers me. Look, I'm fortunate, I'm blessed in that I can legitimately talk directly to a member of Congress, to a U.S. senator, and I, if it were for me, I might not say anything, but it's for my daughter, right? My severely disabled daughter. Well, guess what? I'm going to mention it, and you shouldn't have to do that, but by God, you've got the opportunity in a maybe less direct way. But you heard what the congressman said. You can still reach out to them. We shouldn't have to, but we can. And that's an important thing. It's Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.